The New South Wales government and opposition have finally struck a deal on changes to the state's workers' compensation scheme, ending a months-long impasse. More than 3.6 million workers in New South Wales are covered by the state-owned insurer, which services both the public and private sectors. Treasurer Daniel Mucki had argued reform was necessary to keep the scheme sustainable. With psychological claims making up 12% of workers' compensation claims and 38% of the total cost. He says the agreement means no one will be worse off and the government can do more to prevent injuries in the first place.
Since this reform has begun, we have passed the biggest shake-up to workplace health and safety laws in a generation. We've paired it with the biggest investment in workplace injury prevention for psychological injury in New South Wales history. And today we can confirm a compromise has been reached that will allow us to stabilise the workers' compensation system as we get on with the job of making sure it remains fit for purpose.